From Hollywood, the bakers of Weber's Bread present your All-Star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. And now, the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Trail herding cowboy, hop on your pony, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o.
Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o. Long weary days, a dusty road to travel, but we'll make the boss pay for all this battle driving cattle.
Light-hearted, carefree trail herding cowboy, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o.
Keep moving, dogies, time is a-wasting, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o.
I'm not impatient, but why don't you hasten, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o. You ought to know that a certain someone's waiting. You ought to know that they're captivating, confiscating.
Arms will enfold this trail, herding cowboy, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o.
One little dogie strayed from his mother, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o.
Trail herding cowboy, there goes another, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o. Follow the dogies through endless days of sunshine. When this drive is over, we'll take our fun time all at one time.
Makes me a happy trail herding cowboy, singing
Lo-de-a-de-le-o.
Thank you, friends. And now if all of you Oklahomans will move in a little closer, we're going to sing a song about a town and a girl that you all know. But don't you other folks go away, because we think you'll like this number two. It's being played and sung all over the country, and we'd like to sing it for you. Rose of Old Pawnee.
Sweet are the dreams that I hold in my heart
as I go wandering along.
Long are the hours since we've drifted apart.
Deep in my heart is a song.
Thank you. Singing and listening to songs and ballads of life on the range used to be a favorite pastime of the boys in the bunkhouse after the day's work was over. Much of the authentic flavor of life on the range has been preserved for us in these cowboy songs. The bakers of Weber's Bread are proud to bring you many of these songs on the All-Star Western Theater, just as they are proud to keep your community supplied with good Weber's Bread. And Weber's Bread really is good bread, too, with all the rich flavor and fine, even texture that make it a substantial and enjoyable part of every meal. Everyone enjoys that long-lasting freshness, that good-to-the-last-crumb flavor of Weber's Bread in the eye-catching blue and white gingham wrapper. Buy a loaf next time you shop at your friendly neighborhood grocers.
What have you and the boys lined up next, boy?
Well, Terry, this next number comes right out of the old red barn, and it features Johnny Paul and Bud Sievert, back home again in Indiana.
A new number that Poor and the boys are going to sing for you, one of their latest majestic recordings, A Little White House with You Inside.
Little white house with you inside, and heaven will be near me. With your love proved and tried, always near to cheer me. From your side I won't roam, with your love I can't go wrong.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Little white house with you inside, life will be so happy. Yours and mine at my side, calling me their pappy. Storms may come and rain may fall, I'll be near you when you call.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll bring home the money. You're the queen and my bride, I'll always call you honey. You love me and I love you, love like ours will be true.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Little white house with you inside, never mind the weather. Face this world side by side, we'll grow old together. Old and gray, still in love, thank the Lord from above.
Little white house with you inside, I'll be satisfied.
Time now for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to ring up the curtain on the story they call A Combination That's Hard to Beat. The West, from the rocky peaks of Wyoming to the burning wastes along the Mexican border, from Colorado's snowy crests to the broad, lush ranch lands of California. How vast it is, how ageless, how relentless. And beyond this land of mountains, forests, and desert lies another domain as limitless and as mighty as the West itself, the great Pacific Ocean. And when a man stands between these two awesome forces where the sea meets the western coast, he stands on the saber's edge of destiny,
and the sharp blade of nature divides the evil from the good. The Riders of the Purple Sage were in that part of California where the mountains and valleys crowd close to the shores of the Pacific. They rode off the road onto a headland and stopped for a look at the sea.
Well, I don't know about you fellows, but I'm going to stretch my legs a little.
Me too, Al. I feel like I must have been born in that saddle. All right, old gal, get yourself some of that green grass.
Well, I guess we deserve a little rest. We started from Toro right after breakfast, and we've been pulling leather ever since.
Okay, take five.
Hey, boy, Johnny, take a look over here, will you?
Man, man, just look at that ocean.
Ain't it a sight to see?
Sure is. You know, boy, I was just thinking what a ranch that old Pacific Ocean would make if she was grazing land instead of just salt water.
That's right, Al. You know, the Gulf of California would make a nice, sheltered spot for your corral. And you could get a lot of cows in it, too.
Oh, you sure could. And come roundup time, you could make your camp over on the Hawaiian Islands.
Man, I sure would like to have one of them hula gals to help me with the branding.
Oh, yeah.
I see you guys have it all figured out, haven't you? Well, I guess we'd better be...
Hey, listen, Foy, what's that?
Don't know. Wait a minute.
Hello! There he is, Foy, up on the ridge.
Look, he's coming this way.
Yeah, that's funny. He's riding a horse, but he sure don't look like a cowhand.
He sure don't. What in tarnation is that getup he's wearing?
It's a sailor suit.
Sailor suit?
What's the matter? Ain't you guys ever seen a sailor before?
Not on horseback, Johnny.
Gosh, I never thought of that.
Hey, boy, that hombre looks familiar to me.
Yeah, he sure does. Why, it's Jeff. Jeff Peters.
Why, it sure is. Hey, Jeff, hiya, boy.
Doggone, hiya, Jeff.
Hello, boy. Al, Johnny.
Well, hiya,
hiya
Jeff.
It sure is a surprise. I didn't figure on running into you fellas around here.
Well, we didn't figure on you crossing our trail either, Jeff. Say, what's the idea of the seagoing chaps?
Yeah, what are you doing wearing that little old white Stetson on your head? Are you a cowpoke or a deckhand?
Well, a little of both, I guess. See, I'm a member of the Coast Guard Mounted Patrol. Our station is down on the beach there, right around that point.
Well, I'll be... You mean the Coast Guard boys ride horses?
Of course they do, Al. The Coast Guard Mounted Patrol is sort of like the cavalry. They do all of their work on horseback.
Yeah, that's right, boy. But believe me, it ain't like cowpunching. A lot of difference in patrolling and riding herd on a bunch of white faces on Dad's ranch.
Say, Jeff, how come you aren't out of uniform and back on the ranch? You've been in the service for quite a while now.
Well, it's a long story, Foy. We lost the ranch and Dad's gone. Passed away last month.
Oh, that's bad news, Jeff. How'd it happen?
Well, you see, a couple of months ago, I came back from overseas and they stationed me here on mounted patrol duty till they got a replacement. Well, Dad and I wanted to celebrate, so I got a liberty, and we took off for Las Vegas.
Oh? Did a little gambling, I suppose?
That's right. Foy, did you ever hear of a big-shot gambler named Tony Josco?
Josco? No. Can't say that I have.
Well, Josco was running a crooked roulette wheel at Vegas, and Dad and I found it out too late.
Is that how you lost the ranch, Jeff?
Yeah. Josco got some IOUs from Dad, and he wound up with a deed to the ranch. That's what killed Dad. He worried and fretted, and then...
You mean...
Yeah, sleeping pills. The coroner called it an accident, but... Well, I know better. Foy, Tony Josco killed my dad just as sure as if he'd stuck a six-gun in his ribs and pulled the trigger.
That dirty rat.
But, Jeff, ain't there anything you can do?
Not a blessed thing, Al. Not without the deed to the ranch. Josco has that.
Where's Josco now, Jeff? Still up at Vegas?
No. No, as a matter of fact, he's right in the neighborhood.
What do you mean?
Look, out there on the ocean... Just west of the point there. See that black speck?
Yeah, I see it. But what's that got to do with Josco?
Everything. That speck is a gambling ship. Josco owns it.
Well, what do you know?
The time I think of that murdering crook sitting out there with a deed to our ranch in his safe,
Wait a minute, Jeff. Take it easy. Look, have you ever thought of trying to get that deed back?
I haven't thought of anything else for you. Josco must have at least 10 of his gunmen out there on the ship with him. What could a lone hand do against odds like that?
But, Jeff, you're on a lone hand now. You just got yourself some reinforcement. Right, fellas?
You're darn right, Jeff. We're your boys.
We'll help you out.
You mean that you guys will...
Well, of course we will, Jeff. What are friends for? Besides, I'd welcome the chance to fix Josco's little red wagon. That kind of an hombre just naturally brings out the mean streak in me.
Me too, Foy.
Jeff... Is Josco's gambling boat open for business?
Sure. Gets a shipload of suckers every night and takes them for whatever they got in their jeans.
Uh-huh. You know, boys, I'm not much of a gambling man, But I sure do enjoy a nice boat ride now and then.
What are you getting at, boy?
Jeff, is there some kind of a small, fast motor boat at that station of yours we might sort of borrow for the evening?
Yeah. We got a speedy little gasoline launch that the chief will let me take.
Good. Tonight, we're going to get ourselves some salt sea air. And at the same time, pay a little visit to Mr. Tony Josco.
By golly, Jeff, this Coast Guard chow sure is good. Beats the stuff we get from a chuck wagon by a mile.
You sure must like it, Al. You've been eating like a starved timber wolf. Look, fellas, what do you say let's get down to business?
All right.
Jeff, how much do you know about the layout of Tony Josco's gambling ship?
Well, not much, Foy, but... Well, if I know that rat Josco, you'll have plenty of his hoods around guarding him, especially with all the dough there is on board.
And you figure you'll have the deed to your ranch in his safe?
Sure. Where else? So that's the place we'll have to make for.
Well, how are we going to get the safe open?
Say, Foy, this might be a thought. Josco has a little trick he pulls every time somebody gets to winning heavily. He tells him he has to go to his safe for some more money and invites him to his office for a shot of bourbon. Then he gets him in a friendly game and the crooked work starts.
Yeah, it might work. But how are we going to get someone to be a big winner so that Josco will try to pull that stunt?
Oh, that's right.
Well, fellas, if what you want is a big winner on that boat tonight, that's what you're going to have. It just so happens that an old hand, a three-card Monty, once taught me a few tricks about dealing off the bottom.
Al, you're not serious.
Well, I sure am, Foy. Not being a crooked gambler, I never thought I'd have any use for them kind of shenanigans. But my conscience sure wouldn't bother me none for using them on Josco.
Jeff, that's it. Let's get underway. We're getting pretty close to the gambling ship, Jeff. Reckon maybe you better cut off the motor?
Yeah, I guess so, Foy. There. Now we'll take her from here with the oars.
You stay at the rudder, Foy. Johnny and I can handle the rowing. Let's go, Johnny.
Okay, Al. Now let's make sure we got everything straight.
Yeah.
When we get on board the ship, Jeff, Johnny and I will locate Josco's office and hide just as near to it as we can.
Right.
Al will mix with the crowd in the gambling rooms and start to play three-card Monty. When Josco invites him back to his office, Al will go with him. And when they get inside of the office, we'll all jump Josco. Got it?
Good.
Yeah.
Gotcha, Foy. All right, boys. Better hold it down now. We're just a few yards from the ship.
Hey, look, Foy. There's a ladder. Over there, running up the side of the ship. Steer for that.
Okay. Jeff, grab the ladder and put a line on it.
Got it. There. Okay, Foy. She's made fast. I'll climb up the ladder and see if the coast is clear.
Okay, but be careful when you stick your head over the edge of that deck. One of Josco's men might see you and try to part your hair with a slug from a 40-some-odd.
Don't worry, I'll watch it. Okay, boys, come on up.
Good. Up you go, Al. Johnny. Now, here's where we separate. Al, you make...
Boy, somebody's coming.
Quick, duck behind this lifeboat. Hurry.
Well, boss, it looks like a big night. Lots of suckers on board.
Yeah, they got plenty of heavy sugar with them. Just see to it that they haven't got any of it left when they go home.
Don't worry, boss, don't worry. If it wasn't that we provided them with free water taxi service, they'd have to swim to get back to town.
Okay, okay. Quit being a funny man.
But, boss, I was only
Never
trying...
Never mind.
All
get
right.
Back to the gambling rooms and keep your eye on those dealers. Some of them might be crooked.
Oh, are you kidding, boss? Some of them might be crooked.
Hey, shut up. If you want me, I'll be in the bar.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Guy can't even open his yap around here. So what?
Okay, Foy, they're gone.
Good. Let's get started. Get going, Al.
Let me have another shot, Kelsey. Plain water.
Hey, boss. Boss, excuse me a minute, will you?
What do you want?
Boss, look, I think you better come into the card room. There's a guy in there who's winning kind of heavy, a three-card Monty.
We'll see about this. Come on, Chip. Hi, fella. Having a little run of luck, aren't you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, the cards are being pretty good to me tonight.
Fine, fine. Now, by the way, my name's Tony Josco. I own the joint.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Josco. I'm Al Slowick.
Glad to know you. Say, it looks like the house is running a little short at this table. I'll go to my office, get some more dough. Slowick.
Yeah?
How about joining me for a little drink? I'd like to have you see my office.
Well, Mr. Josco, I sure will. There ain't nothing I'd rather do than see that office of yours.
Hey, boy, we've been hiding here over an hour. You reckon Josco's ever going to invite Val back to his office?
Don't know, Johnny, but if he don't, we're going to have to figure out some other way of getting into that safe to get the deed to Jeff, right?
All right, Johnny, shh, here they come.
Yeah, good old Al.
When do we jump him, boy?
As they're going through the door. Look, Josco's got his key in the lock. He's opening the door. Okay, boys, now.
I certainly am glad to make your acquaintance, Slowie. Just step right into my
office. All right, Josco, get him up. Quiet, Josco. Don't make a sound. You're a dead pigeon.
All right.
Come on now. Get into that office and be quick about it.
What is this? A hijack?
That's right, Josco, but not the kind of a hijack you think. We aren't after your money.
You aren't, huh? And what is it
you're... Stow it, Josco. Keep your trap shut and open that safe. I want the deed to my father's ranch.
Ranch? Oh, yeah. Now I recognize you. Peters. Okay, kid, I'll get it for you. Just watch that gun doesn't go off.
Open up that safe in a hurry or it might do just that.
All right. Take it easy. I'm opening it. Here. So that strong box inside.
Give me that box.
Better hurry it up, Jeff. Can't tell when one of this weasel's hired hands might take a notion to come busting in.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, here it is, boy. I got it.
Good. Now let's get out of here. Look, Josco, we're going to lock you in, and if I was you, I wouldn't try to make a move till we're gone. Come on now.
Boy, look out. The door.
I'll get him.
You missed, you rat.
Chip, where are you? Don't leave me, Chip.
Jeff, look out. Josco's going for his gun.
He's going for it too late.
There you are, Josco. That'll pay you for murdering my dad.
Where's the little guy, boy? He's disappeared.
Either scared out or he's going to get help. Come on, we got to get out of here. All right, Jeff. You go first and start the motor. We'll hold them off till you're ready.
Okay,
boy. Boy, Johnny, behind the lifeboat. They're coming.
Right. Look, shoot across that open doorway there. It'll keep them bottled up in the companionway.
Okay, here goes. That ought to hold them.
Keep down, fellas. They're shooting back at us.
Come on, boys. She's rolling.
Over the side, men. Over the side. Into the boat. Quick.
Hurry up, boys. We gotta get out of gunshot range before they put a spotlight on us.
Al, Johnny, you okay?
All aboard, boy. Let her go, Jeff.
Whew. Man, oh man, that is a close call.
Sure was. But I got the deed to the ranch safe in my jeans.
Yeah, you also got a bullet hole through your sailor cap. Here, take it off and put on my Stetson.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
Hey, look at him. Got on a sailor suit and a cowboy hat. A sailor and a cowboy.
That's right, Johnny. A sailor and a cowboy. And you know something, fellas? That's a combination that's hard to beat.
Hard-boiled and toughened by working under all sorts of conditions in all kinds of weather, cowboys are traditionally softies when it comes to helping out a friend. Once gained, their friendship and loyalty are unquestioning. And that's the kind of friends that Weber's Bread has today, unquestioning, because those who use Weber's Bread know that Weber's is always good bread. Its quality is consistent. It never lets you down. That fine, fresh flavor is just naturally present in every slice of Weber's bread because it's the natural flavor of choice selected ingredients. Buy a loaf of Weber's bread next time you go shopping and see if your family doesn't agree that Weber's adds extra enjoyment to every meal. You will find Weber's bread on your grocer's shelves fresh every morning in the familiar blue and white gingham wrapper. Buy a loaf Monday. You'll like it.
And now for our featured song of the West. This week, the riders of the Purple Sage have chosen a number which reflects the sentiments of a wanderer. a drifter who's traveled the whole world over, and now the rainbow's end.
I've traveled this whole world over, and now I'm going down to the rainbow's end. From twilight till dawn, trudging on and on, till I come to the rainbow's end. I'm weary and tired, but I don't care. I'm going down to the rainbow's end. I have no friends, no home, just a traveling alone on my way to the rainbow's end.
They say there are treasures of silver and gold that's buried down by the rainbow's end. But the treasure I'll find will bring me real peace of mind when I come to the rainbow's end.
For someone has waited there all alone, so I will know at the rainbow's end how it feels to be pressed to an angel's breast when we meet at the rainbow's end.
Well, that's about it for this time, friends. Before we go, we'd like to thank Howard Culver, Charles Calvert, and Lou Krugman for their good work in helping us tell our story. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, and Lou Preston, the writers of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to all of you.
Drifting along, singing a song under
from Hollywood, you've heard your all-star Western Theater, a B.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. The script was by Tom O'Dair, direction by Tom Hargis. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking.
All-Star Western Theater came to you from Columbia Square.
This is KNX in Los Angeles, 1070 on your radio dial.